Well, hello everyone, and welcome to this tutorial on how to fill out North Star's education plan. Well, first, let's walk through what an education plan exactly is. Basically, an education plan is just where you list the resources, the methods, and the ways that you plan on assessing your student for the year. Your education plan also should complement and reflect the receipts that you submit or the purchases that you make so that you don't receive any delays in your reimbursement process. So make sure that when you buy a textbook that it's listed in your education plan so that you can go ahead and get reimbursed without any issues. All right, let's do a bird's eye view of this document here. First, you'll see the education plan template that we have here for you to fill out. Next, these are just some helpful ideas to get you started on what information to put in each column. And down here, we have what are called our schedule of learning outcomes. Now, these are 20 outcomes that the Alberta government asks for students who are in the parent-directed program, so traditionally home ed. They ask that they would meet these 20 outcomes at some point in their educational journey. Now, keep in mind that it's totally appropriate that for younger students, they're not going to have all of the education of these solo outcomes listed because they're just not developmentally ready for some of these outcomes. However, if your grade 12 student is in a fully parent-directed program, they will probably meet most or all of these outcomes for the year. So let's scroll up and start filling out our template. So here's where you would put your student's name, their age, the grade for the year that you are filling out this education plan, the date that you are filling out the education plan, the name of the parents, and this other block here is just if there is an aunt or an uncle or a grandparent who is perhaps doing the education program, you need to include their name here if it's someone other than one of the parents. All right. So in the first column on the left, you see where you would have the subject area and any goals that you have for the student. You can also include any topics that they're going to be covering. The next column over is where you would list all of the learning outcomes, whether they're the home education ones that we talked about briefly that are at the bottom of this document, or whether they're part of the program of studies. Now, that would refer to the Alberta Program of Studies. This would be the outcomes that students in a brick and mortar school in Alberta are covering. You can certainly list those outcomes here if you want to stick to the Alberta Program of Studies. The center column is where you would list all of the instructional activities and methods. So think about verbs. What are you doing? Are you visiting museums? Are you filling out worksheets? Are you discussing? Are you listening? Are you taking tests? That kind of a thing. The evaluation methods, that's where you would list any way that you are assessing your student. And we'll go into that a little bit more as we go deeper into the tutorial. We'll talk about what evaluation methods you can use. And then the final column is where you would list the required resources. So you can think about nouns. What are the places that you will go? Museums, field trips, different countries, perhaps. What are the things that you will use in order for your learning to happen in the subject. So what textbooks, what documentaries, but also you can consider people as well. So do you have a gymnastics instructor? Do you have a grandparent who is sharing their story of how they lived through World War II? That would be a resource that you could use if you were studying World War II. You could certainly list them there. So let's start filling this out. Now, since North Star offers online classes. If one of the subjects that your student is doing is online, you do not need to fill that out on this education plan. So I'm actually going to say that Jane is completing LA8 online with North Star. So I'm going to leave that portion of the education template blank. So I'm just going to skip right down to numeracy here. Now here's where I can list any goals I have for Jane or any topics she might cover for the year. I don't currently have any goals listed for her. I just want her to learn the materials. So I've gone over to, I should mention, she's going to be using teaching textbooks pre-algebra. I've gone over to the teaching textbooks website and I've looked at their list of topics that she's going to cover for the year. And I've just gone ahead and copied and pasted them straight from the website, which is a fabulous way to kind of fill this out easily. So I'm just going to put that in here. Now, the learning outcomes, I'm going to scroll down to the bottom of the page, go through this list, and select any of the outcomes I think Jane will cover while she does math. So she's going to be using mathematics to solve problems in business, science, and daily life situations. So I will absolutely list C. Because it's a digital and online program, I do believe she needs to demonstrate competence in using information technology. She'll also need to queue, manage time and other resources to complete a task. She needs to demonstrate initiative, leadership, and flexibility and persistence as she learns her math. She needs to evaluate her own endeavors and continually strive to improve. And she needs to, or I hope she would develop the desire and realize the need for lifelong learning. So I'm just going to go ahead and put all of those outcomes that she will cover here. So now I'm going to think about what ways she's going to be learning. And it's helpful to know a little bit about the program, to be familiar with the curriculum she's using. So she's doing digital lessons. Okay, oh, and I'm struggling. Maybe I need to, come up with some ways. So I'm going to scan this list now because I'm starting to enter information into the template. It's a little bit off here, but here's this first column is where we would see the instructional methods and activities. So I'm going to scan the far left column here and just see. She will be doing, it is an online workbook. So I'm going to say workbook approach. She's going to be doing some drill and practice. So I will put that down. All right, now for the evaluation methods, that would be all of the text here in green. She's responding to questions. There are unit tests. There's online testing. There's daily online testing. So every time she does an assignment, it's marked. So I will say response to questions, online, unit tests, and daily online. Okay, so it's helpful to list the frequency of evaluation if you can. Unit tests would be, of course, less frequent, but certainly because there's daily online testing, I can include that. And the required resources is teaching textbooks, pre-algebra. Okay, so let's pop down to social studies. Okay, so for social studies, Jane, she will be exploring ancient biblical and world history. So let me put that in here. I'm going to go down, go through this list once more, and determine what sorts of outcomes I think that she would be meeting. Me scroll back up. Put those here. So those are the outcomes I think that she will meet in social studies. And certainly you don't have to list each letter. I've put a range, F to I, then M to T. The instructional activities and methods. So this is a paper textbook that we are reading through. So I'm going to put textbook studies. She will also be doing media and internet resources for some of her things, because I'm thinking beyond the textbook, I would like her to do some researching. So she's definitely going to need to access internet resources there. And I would also like her to go on field trips. So workbook. Oh, sorry, textbook. That's And the evaluation methods. Well, she's going to be doing written compositions because she's answering questions. She might also be writing some essays. She's going to be completing unit tests. Ongoing informal just means that I, as a parent, are asking Jane questions. I'm watching her. I'm assessing her and seeing if she's really grasping the material. And that can be done alongside more formal assessments as well. So she's going to be doing some PowerPoint presentations. So I will put media presentations. And I'd like for her to do a research report, as I've mentioned. Now, here we are. What's the resource I'm listening or I'm going to be using? So I'm going to be using The Mystery of History, Volume 1. That's her resource. She's going to be visiting museums, so I will list that as well. She's going to be looking at documentaries. Okay, so I will list that as well. Now, what if something comes up in the middle of the year that you really want to do for social studies? Can you add to your education plan? Absolutely. You can consider this a living document, so you can edit and adjust as needed. And often that happens. I really enjoy using the Christmas holidays as a time to sort of reflect and see what's working for a year, maybe some weak areas we need to work on instead. And that might necessitate buying some new materials. So I would definitely want to add that to my education plan so that everything reflects what we are doing at that moment accurately. And then I can go ahead and submit receipts for this new resource that I've chosen to buy in January, and we can keep on with our learning. Okay. So you would just go ahead as the parent and fill out the rest of this document under science. You would put, of course, anything related to scientific thinking here. And under wellness is typically where we would see Bible content, phys ed content. Also, health can be included here as well if you're doing that as a subject. Creative arts, that would be anything to do with fine arts. Also, you can include music lessons. That would be listed here. And you would just go ahead and fill that out. And always feel free to use this list down here to just keep you on the right track and to help you just really, come up with ideas on how to state clearly what exactly you are doing in each subject. And of course, questions always still come up regardless of whether or not you have a tutorial to follow. So if you do have any questions, please feel free to reach out to the office if it's during the summer months. And if it's during the school year, you can reach out to your facilitator and ask them questions on how to fill out this education plan. And that is their job, and they would be happy to help you. So I hope you have just an amazing time planning for the next year. It's always so fun to look ahead and just have all of these dreams and goals. And I wish you all the best.